Ekstrom was amazed to think this simple deception was still working today. Every time the media reported a sudden flurry of UFO sightings, Ekstrom had to laugh. Chances were some lucky civilian had caught a glimpse of one of the NRO's 57 fast-moving unmanned reconnaissance aircraft known as Global Hawks, oblong, remote-controlled aircraft that looked like nothing else in the sky. Ekstrom found it pathetic that countless tourists still made pilgrimages to the New Mexico desert to scan the night skies with their video cameras. Occasionally, one got lucky and captured hard evidence of a UFO. Bright lights flitting around the sky with more maneuverability and speed than any aircraft humans had ever built. What these people failed to realize, of course, was that there existed a 12-year lag between what the government could build and what the public knew about. These UFO gazers were simply catching a glimpse of the next generation of U.S. aircraft being developed out at Area 51, many of which were the brainstorms of NASA engineers. Of course, intelligence officials never corrected the misconception. It was obviously preferable that the world read about another UFO sighting than to have people learn the U.S. military's true flight capabilities. But everything has changed now, Ekstrom thought. In a few hours, the extraterrestrial myth would become a confirmed reality. Forever. Administrator? A NASA technician hurried across the ice behind him. You have an emergency secure call in the PSC. Ekstrom sighed, turning. What the hell could it be now? He headed for the communications trailer. The technician hurried along beside him. The guys manning the radar in the PSC were curious, sir. Yeah? Ekstrom's thoughts were still far away. The fat body sub stationed off the coast here. We were wondering why you didn't mention it to us. Ekstrom glanced up. I'm sorry? The submarine, sir. You could have at least told the guys on radar. Additional seaboard security is understandable, but it took our radar team off guard. Ekstrom stopped short. What submarine? The technician stopped now, too, clearly not expecting the administrator's surprise. She's not part of our operation? No. Where is it? The technician swallowed hard. About 3 miles out? We caught her on radar by chance. Only surfaced for a couple of minutes. Pretty big blip. Had to be a fat body. We figured you'd ask the Navy to stand watch over this op without telling any of us. Ekstrom stared. I most certainly did not. Now the technician's voice wavered. Well, sir, then, I guess I should inform you that a sub just rendezvoused with an aircraft right off the coast here. Looked like a personnel change. Actually, we were all pretty impressed anyone would attempt a wet, dry vertical in this kind of wind. Ekstrom felt his muscles stiffen. What the hell is a submarine doing directly off the coast of Ellesmere Island without my knowledge? Did you see what direction the aircraft flew after rendezvous? Back toward Thule Air Force Base, for connecting transport to the mainland, I assume. Ekstrom said nothing the rest of the way to the PSC. When he entered the cramped darkness, the hoarse voice on the line had a familiar rasp. We've got a problem, Tent said, coughing as she spoke. It's about Rachel Sexton.